Good morning, friends. This is Word with You. My name is Ibarte Boetes, and today I'd like to speak with you about abiding in Christ and bearing fruit. Now, in John 15, Jesus speaks about how He is the vine and we are the branches, and that He wants for us to bear fruit, how the Father would prune us. And it's really an amazing passage, so much revelation in that piece. You can maybe read it by yourself. I want to highlight John 15, verse 5 for us today, where Jesus says, "I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." So he makes a statement very interesting here, and it's a short thing, but there's something we need to catch here, dear friend. He says, if a man remains in me, which means in the Greek, it means to stay in place. It has to do with the relationship that we have with Him. It is to continually dwell and to endure, to be present with Him. It's to walk, in my mind, hand in hand with Jesus every day. And we have to remain in Him. He says then something will happen. He says that if you remain in me and I remain in you, you will bear much fruit. Much fruit. And that word we should not miss. It is the word for abundant, for far greater, for plenteous. It's also the word used for a sort of a continual thing, that we would continually bear fruit. Now, there's something we should see here. There is no gray area when it comes to bearing fruit in Christ. Jesus is the vine, and He is so good and so alive that any branch that abides in Him, remember, we are the branches, any branch that abides in Him will bear fruit abundantly. And then He says, if we are removed from Him, we cannot bear any fruit at all. There is no middle area. You see, the measure of fruit is either plenteous or nothing. There is no middle way. There is no moderate measure. There is no mediocre or average way when it comes to bearing fruit in Christ Jesus. In fact, He says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Everything we do or work towards or achieve apart from Him, friends, is completely meaningless. Everything that we do, every fruit, I put that in inverted commas, every fruit that we bear, that we do outside of our relationship with Jesus Christ is without value. It is an utter waste. It is a useless experience, a useless exercise. My friend, the contrary is His promise of belonging, the promise of love and joy, of being clean, of fruit that glorifies the Father. This happens when we abide in Him. It's a promise of friendship with Him, a promise of being chosen and anointed by Him for good works that He wants for us to do. Above all of this, I mean, remember what He says, that when you abide in me and I abide in you, you can ask whatever in my name and I shall grant it to you. Friends, Jesus says in another place that a fig tree cannot bear grapes. You know, a banana tree cannot bear apples. A tree is known by its fruit. What are the fruit that we are bearing in our lives? Are they glorifying to God? Or are they literally just worthless? Because remember, we have to look at the eternal perspective. We cannot lose sight of eternity. If we are keeping ourselves busy with things that have no value in the kingdom and that do not belong on the vine, then really, friends, I guess we're wasting our time. I guess we are missing the point here. I want to encourage you today to look at the fruit in your life, to see whether you are abiding in Christ. I challenge myself with this every day, because to abide in Him is the most important thing that we can do. And the amazing thing is that we don't have to really do much else. Remember, He says, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and I will make the rest fall into place. I will sort the rest out." I want to bear fruit that glorifies my Father. I want to glorify Him in everything that I do, whether it be in my work, whether it be in my marriage, as a parent, as a husband, maybe for you as a wife. In every area, I want to bring glory to Him. Yes, in my hobby, in my sports, in the things that I love. And if I can do that, if I can bear fruit, it means that He is in me and I'm abiding in Him, even in that situation. Don't you want that too? Don't you also want to give glory to the Father? Let's pray together. And I really want to ask God to help us in this regard, to bear good fruit to His glory, and that He would prune us. It might be painful, but that he would remove from us the things that bear no fruit. Lord Jesus, we come before you today, and I thank you so much, God, that that we can abide in you, Christ Jesus. You are the vine. You are the one that that all life comes from, and we want to abide in you because we also want that life. Lord, and in fact, we want to bear the fruit that brings glory to you, God. Now, just as a normal vine here on earth is pruned by the master so that it could bear more fruit, God, you also want to prune us. We understand that from your word. And although it's a painful process, we know, God, that it is for our good and it is for your glory. So, God, I want to take the liberty today and to pray for every listener right now and say, prune us, Lord. It might be painful. It might not be the most pleasant experience, but God, we know that when you remove something from us, in its place, we grow fruit that is to your glory. And we want to bear much fruit, Lord. We want to bear this abundant, continual measure that you speak of, God. May our lives be significant to you. May they bring glory to you in every way, in the mighty name of Jesus. And bless every person listening to this, in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, may God bless you. May you truly be a branch that bears good fruit to the glory of the Father. Bless you.